What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Have you experienced bacon the right way? Because there's bacon, and then there's Wright Brand No. 1 Thick Cut Real Wood Smoked Bacon. Make the most of mealtime and enjoy Wright Brand Bacon, expertly smoked over real wood chips until every strip achieves an unbeatable depth of smoky, savory goodness. Cook hand-cut, hand-trimmed Wright Brand Bacon in the oven and make it the hero of your meal. Tap the screen now to learn more about Wright Brand Bacon.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
No, you're not. You're going to have a great morning. Oh.
You're going to have a great morning because it's somebody's birthday week.
I love a Virgo.
Try me. Try me, world. You think I don't love a Virgo?
I'm going to turn up everybody's to turn mine off.
Did I turn yours up? Somebody's organized. Somebody's syncing a Google Calendar. Somebody's a Virgo. Somebody is literally the person that I started this podcast with in her kitchen 700 years ago. Hello, welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marie, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. We have fancy new cameras in here from iHeart. Thank you, iHeart. Got us some fancy cameras so we can put up some fun Reels clips. We can add stuff to my TikTok for the kids, as the kids say. The TikTok. I'm going to do it. I'm going to become a TikTok dancer, a TikTok, TikTok influencer, which is how you get Lyme's disease. It's that kind of humor and more you can experience. People love Lyme's disease. Anyway, don't lie down in the grass in New England. And if you get the bullet mark, go quickly for your antibiotics. You're here for some medical tips. Listen.
Brought to you by New England.
Hey, New England. With us today, you guys, she's back. I can't even. This is the person I started the podcast with. In her kitchen. In 1910. And her triplex that she shared with her twin.
Yep. And we were in our 40s.
We were.
Okay.
And her cat. Yeah. And her cat.
And her
Peanut,
three cats.
Peanut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we went and we did the first episode, Boobs in the Moonlight.
Boobs in the Moonlight. Yes, we did.
And then we learned an Eddie Pepitone for a month.
Yep.
During the Ben Higgins season.
Oh my God. Is he still alive? Is he doing well?
He comes and dances once a year at my birthday party.
No, I don't mean Eddie.
I mean Ben
Higgins. Of course Eddie is still alive.
He's our dance partner.
Yes.
I wonder what sign Eddie is. Will you look up Eddie Pepitone's birth date? With us today is a woman who's a, I gotta say, one of my favorite humans on earth, one of my favorite stand-ups on earth. If you have not bought and downloaded her album and listened to it, don't even worry about it. You need to get her comedy album. Sometimes my phone will open and it's like, it'll be on iTunes in my car and it'll be you talking about ghosts or like kids on airplanes. And I gotta tell you, I'll sit and listen to it and I'll go, God damn, she's funny. I was about to say golly, and I thought, I've never said golly in my entire life. She's also a television writer. She's a writer on One Day at a Time. She's a writer on that 90s show. I mean, what can't she do? Also, she's the fucking shit. We love her. Miss Erin Foley.
Hey.
Hey.
Can I just say Eddie's a Scorpio?
Sexy. And like secret. Okay. He's a sexy guy that likes secrets.
I don't know anything about signs, but my favorite thing to do is go,
well,
that makes sense.
What's his birthday?
November 5th.
Okay.
Sexy guy.
Late, so he's early almost, November.
So he's almost like, he could be like almost election day.
Oh, yeah.
sexy guy.
See, you
guy.
Think I know more than I do.
He's a sexy guy that likes secrets. Okay. Well, by the way, my dad was a Scorpio. So to say that somebody's sexy is disgusting.
Okay.
Disgusting.
No sexy
But that's
Scorpios.
How people, all Scorpios go, you know, like they're so, the Scorpios I know basically announce like, which
I'm
feels,
sexy.
Yeah, they basically announce that they're good in bed.
No way.
And I feel like, you have to let somebody else say that about you. Yeah.
A big red flag if someone's coming in with "I'm good in bed" before you've shagged them.
No, it's like a friend, like friends. It's like bed. Friends Ew. Of mine are Ew. Like, "Well, I'm a Scorpio," and Ew. I'm like, "And is your nightmare like my dad?"
Yes, they are.
So you eat cake and cookies with a hammer yeah. and like drive a Miata? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, did I say your name, Aaron Foley? Did I say
I think
it?
So.
Okay.
I think that's been established.
No, Aaron, okay, before we get to a very important order of business, we have with us, today is Ladies Day. You know, we've had a lot of dudes on the podcast this season. We've had a lot of dude energy, and there's been too much
dick in here.
Oh my God!
And we say this as you're the queen of the boner patrol. So as you say, we needed a little feminine energy yeah. in here. We also have with us, of course, our production team. We have Dr. Tana, Dana, yes. Ariana, yes. Hannah Montana, go Rosanna, on. Rosanna, go Dana, on. Mittens, Marine, Hosnier, and Dr. Katie Levine.
Hey.
No, we needed ladies. Oh, Dr. Banana and I. No, this is just like, put a pin in it.
Yeah.
But we're going to try. Just put a pin if you're in the East Coast area. We're going to try to maybe on either the afternoon of Rocktober 16th, which is a Sunday, or the evening of Monday, Rocktober 17th. We're going to try Rocktober. To do a live podcast somewhere in the New York City area. We're going to try to do
it.
Like, I'm not saying it's going to be a giant extravaganza, but it will be fun.
Yeah.
It'll have my brother in it.
Yeah.
Maybe some, like, maybe we can drag in some Bachelor contestants. We could try to, like, hunt down Michelle Collins. Mm-hmm. If you want to come hang with me and the good doctor, we're going to try to do a live podcast either Sunday, the afternoon of Sunday, October 16th, or maybe Monday night, October 17th. Just think about it. Just debate about it. We'll be TBD. There's moving parts. Also, but the most important thing, yesterday was somebody's sweet 16th birthday.
Yes.
Okay, can we all just sing happy birthday to a Virgo? It was your birthday yesterday and you were on a plane. Did you blow out a candle and make a wish?
Well, the craziest thing is I was on Southwest Airlines.
Stop
which
bragging.
Is just a toilet bowl.
C group? Were you in the C group?
And they, no, of course I was in the A.
Obviously, you're a Virgo.
Hi, you early bird, $25, worth it. I had to take Southwest. It's fine. I'll make this real quick. You know how they joke around and you want to kill yourself?
Yes.
Well, the head lady was like, it's somebody's birthday. And I legitimately got excited like I was five. And she's like, you know, so Shelly, come on up. And I was like, what? Who
and
I bitch
like,
is Shelly?
Shelly? Fuck you,
and
Shelly.
Okay, she was young. She was a child. But I was like,
who needs her pushed her out of here? Who needs her child, Shelly?
And so Shelly comes up. Okay, wow. she had a little, you know, she had a stuffed animal. Fine.
Oh my God.
And then we had to pull the, like, we had to put the, like, the call buttons on. And then she made a wish and we blew them out. I was irate.
I got to tell you, I am so mad at Shelly right now.
Irate.
I got to tell you.
She blew out, made a wish and blew out the call lights.
Wait, did everybody in the plane go,
no, she did. And then we hit the lights. I'd never seen that
I
before.
I can't. Southwest is out of control.
They're out of control.
During COVID, everyone pretended to blow.
I was on. Of course, I was the only one wearing a mask.
I was on Southwest flying to Mexico once. I don't want to brag. Things really worked out.
Wow.
For me.
First class?
I panicked,
A through 15?
I panicked and I killed a guy at Vons. And so I was flying Southwest to Mexico. And when the steward, flight attendant, thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
I figured it out.
Yep.
When the flight attendant, it was Mother's Day, and that person captured us and was like, Southwest, and was like, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I am not a mother and I don't have a mother, but I'm sure for you mothers or people with mothers, I mean, I was like, give me a drink.
Oh,
please
wow.
keep it go. Please keep the vamping more. I was there. I was so
That's
excited.
So
I couldn't believe I got a ticket to the best show
That's...
in town. It went on. It devolved from there. I got panicked and giggly. I couldn't believe I got the best one ever.
Yeah. Yeah, you got someone that was over it and in
I
pain.
I got someone that was over That's it.
Really. Well, happy birthday, Shelly, on Southwest Airlines.
I think Southwest is fun because they're so out of control.
They're so out of control.
I had, and I don't want to like get in trouble, but my doctor, I have just sort of like a whatever, the doctor that they assigned you in your network, had like a...
She's a Southwest pilot?
She's a Southwest pilot. Yeah, okay. She freaked out yesterday. I went for like a blood work thing and she was like, and you're here for your flu shot? I was like, oh, I emailed with your office and they said it was too early. She's like, oh, I guess I'm not the doctor now.
No.
And I was like, but it was your office. She's like, well, do you want it or not? I was like, well, based off your office saying it was going to be ineffective because it was too early. She's like, okay, I guess I'm not the doctor.
Oh, wow.
That happened yesterday. Yeah.
Did you get the flu
no,
shot?
No.
Good
no.
for you. It is too early.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so crazy.
What a reaction.
It was,
I've had that happen before.
You have?
These receptionists are out of control.
No, it was the doctor. That was my doctor.
No, I know, but the receptionist like would not let me come in, and I had like strep throat. And she's like, it'll go away in a few days. And I was like, I literally help. And then I came. I like forced my way in.
Yeah.
My doctor was like, wait, like, why are you, have you not come here? Your strep throat's so bad it could lead to heart disease.
Yeah,
and I was like,
what?
Your team told me not to come in. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, why is no one on the same page?
Okay, so the reason
what is going on?
I think she was trying to offer me something because, look, I'm single again. And I was like, I'm going to get my HPV vaccine. I didn't think I'd be single. Let's get it. I don't want to get HPV. Yeah. So I go down and the doctor is like, they first of all, they were like, made me call my insurance to see if it covered because I'm over. So it covered, right? So I go down and she's like,
"You should. Can you bleep out where it says I'm over and then go bleep?
Bleep that. Please bleep that out. So exactly, bleep it out. Bleep out my age. I'm over 25. So I go down there. So then I go
I'm
down
under
there.
60.
I go down there and this, she wouldn't give it to me because I'm over 25. And I was like, so you're saying they just bet no one will fuck you over the age of 25?
No.
I was like, look, you
Are
can
you kidding?
Still get HPV. Like,
yeah, you definitely
you think
can.
You think I've either such like a promiscuous lady that I've been on Fleet Week for the last 25 years and like that I definitely have it by now, or I've crossed over and if I haven't gotten it by now, no one will ever fuck me again.
This corgi body is ready to go.
What the hell? I was like,
oh my God.
So that's when she offered, she's like, I can give you the flu shot. And I was like, that's not why I'm here. Yeah. I'm here for the HPV.
Yeah, we're not playing the lottery.
And like, your person told me, it was just, can you believe?
Yeah, another vaccine.
How rude is that? About
the four
HPV?
Scratch offs. I hope things go well.
Can you even? I'm like, I can still get HPV.
That's really fucked up.
It shows.
Go into the streets of Los Angeles screaming, I can still get HPV.
I still got it.
If this isn't a clip on iHeartRadio, I don't know what is.
Gosh, I can still get HPV.
I can still get HPV.
If you think I am not hot, I can still get HPV. I could get HPV at 80.
I get HPV if it, I didn't even have to try.
Exactly.
It's already in me.
I mean, I'm so hot. I got HPV. I get HPV when I just go
I'd
to Starbucks.
I'd probably have to try, but I'm willing on different days.
Like, legit. If I can't step out of my house and not get HPV. Anyway.
Have you seen the temperatures in Los Angeles? I could get HPV.
I mean, can you even that happen? Speaking of HPV.
I would get HPV for an AC bedroom. In this climate? Yeah.
So this is a one bedroom. It comes with HPV.
Okay, but central air, right?
It's
sold.
It's got unit HPV. Central HPV. Listen, look, speaking of HPV, let's talk about the Bachelor franchise. Oh my God, James Taylor's out of control.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, guns, drug driving, and with an 18-year-old.
He had an 18-year-old, and he was like, then he was arrested like at the college, by the college police, and put in like the college campus jail.
Oh, that's
and
even more embarrassing.
Like 36.
Yeah.
She was 18 and was so drunk that he was just going to help her home.
He's out of control.
Disgusting.
Okay, here we go. Anyway, let's
remember when we liked him and then we were like ill when we
I
met him?
I went alone to his apartment.
That's right. I was
I went alone. I have been alone in his paid, his like SponCon apartment.
That's right.
SponCon.
I didn't get HPV from him.
No, wow, that's surprising.
Somebody's going to give me HPV.
And but it's not James Taylor.
It's not a singer or bachelor contestant. It might be the singer-songwriter. He might give me HPV. Yeah. You're so vain and filled with HPV. You probably think this song is Carly Simon. Kids, there once upon a time, there was a singer-songwriter. Here, okay, anyway, here we go. Gabby and Rachel, the finale. Okay, I got to tell you, here's the deal, guys. Let me just get right to it. Rachel is a nice lady. I wish her well. I'm female positive. I felt like, what is happening? Avon is the most logical contestant we've ever had.
Yeah.
I did not know how much I craved a man in a pearl necklace.
I didn't know what was happening with that necklace.
Wait, what necklace?
He was wearing a pearl necklace.
He was wearing a pearl necklace.
I missed that. Yeah, he had but they also kept cropping it out. Yeah. They kept doing things where they're like, the South might not get this. Like,
but remember, Nate also wore a pearl necklace. I think Harry, is this a thing?
Yeah, Harry Styles. The Harry Styles of it all.
Jock Peterson started it. He's a baseball player.
But that was weird.
No, it was cool. They asked him, why are you wearing that? He said, because I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm a big Jock Peterson fan, but I still was like, I hope it's not like some like homophobe. I don't know. I got all weirded out. All the young guys are like.
I thought it was the opposite.
So Nate also wore a pearl necklace. That.
Right.
All the young
guys. Because of the whole term pearl necklace. That's why I got really weirded out.
Oh, yeah. No. Trust in that. All the young guys are like cool and like
great. Pearl necklaces.
Great.
Yeah, they like pearl necklaces. Anyway, so
I don't have a lot of interaction with young men, you guys.
You don't have HPV?
Really? Never did.
But what if you want to get HPV? What if you want
to
get HPV?
Well, I'll have to put myself back out there.
but you're not gonna be able to get a vaccine.
I have to talk to my wife before I put myself out there with young men trying to get HPV. Give her.
She's like, I'm not comfortable.
Can you believe it? No, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I may have gone to a pharmacy and gotten just a pharmacist to give me the vaccine.
Dude, that's what I do. I don't go to my doctor.
Whatever.
Yeah, I got one afterwards. I was like, fuck you. I will go avoid HPV because I'm a sexually active woman in her mid-20s.
Just go to CVS. Yeah, but you
CVS.
Right,
CVS have great
right,
pharmacists.
Right in the middle of the store.
Yeah, CVS.
Or see a Southwest flight attendant for a vaccine.
Yeah, honestly, they do it all.
They do it all.
Happy birthday, Shelly.
Happy birthday, Shelly. You're a child? Great.
A child named Shelly is already peaking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's too old to be
So here we go. Exactly. Okay. Here we go. So then we go. Fantasy Suites. So what? Here's my theory. I feel like, and this, I'm going to toss this out early and then we can work up to it when we get there. Watching how she treated Avon when he wouldn't give her what she wanted. And then I thought, somebody tweeted us this. Was it because she knew she wanted Tino and this was her way? Like, is this what she did to Zach in the fantasy suites about the age?
Yes,
I think
and
so.
It's her, and I don't even think she's aware that, I don't think she's even cognizant that she's doing it.
No, she wants Tino.
And so it's her way that she doesn't have, she can't be, and she doesn't want to be Clayton.
She doesn't want to be the bad guy.
She doesn't want to be Clayton. So she's like, Clinton. So she's like, she's like, I feel like she's throwing all these giant fires and people are like, what are you talking about?
All right.
Because she doesn't know how to, like, she doesn't want to be like, I told you I love you, but I actually love Tino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she just like, she doesn't want to be a bad guy. She doesn't want to break up with them. So she's trying to get them.
Make them to break up with her.
Yes.
And that they're the bad guy.
Because she just wants Tino. And it's like, I would have, like, obviously, like, with Avon, like, the way she was acting, I was just like watching it being like, you don't like Avon though.
Yeah.
You like Tino the most.
Yeah.
Avon is
Tino.
A great guy. He's the best guy on that show.
Meanwhile, Tino is number three.
Tino is
Avon's number one, and whoever the other one is,
Zach
was two.
Patrick Bateman?
The serial killer. Serial killer. Yeah.
American Psycho. The movie. Yeah. That's who Tino is.
Yeah.
He's so weird.
He's like so unemotional. God, I like Ladies Day today. I'm really enjoying
it. I was like, is it the editing or Tino's going to literally murder that
family? He feels like he just wants to win.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I'm really getting what I want. I was like, ew.
Coven, listen. Witches, here we go. Here's what I want to say. I think that when she said, you're right, when she said he's everything on paper. Paper is not your little coochie doing a dance. No. It's not the doing the HPV dance of the night. It's not
dance I'm willing to get HPV for paper.
It's not the HPV of Seven Veils of paper. No. The dance of the Seven Veils for HPV is for HPV can't stop
it's
me.
I did get a shot
at a shady pharmacy. Take that, doctor.
Oh, I guess I'm not the doctor.
Oh my God,
she's
so crazy. Exactly. So she's never going to see me again. I like that I'm doing this on a free public forum. Okay. Anyway, she or he or they. We don't know what my doctor is. Yeah, he called her she. Maybe I'm misgendering this person. Could be a he.
Yeah, well, I think still seems like an idiot.
Okay, so here she goes. So this is my theory. My theory is everything leading up is a person gaslighting and lighting fires because they don't know how to say, I told you I loved you, just like Clinton did. I don't want to be Clinton. Yeah. I want to.
Then why did she say it, though? Because I don't believe that she felt it. Especially with,
I think in the moment, I think it felt good in the moment to get carried away.
She seemed to like Avon, though. I think she had some.
He's hot and sweet.
He's super hot and super nice, but like it felt different watching her with Tino than anyone else the entire season.
She picked him immediately.
Yeah, you're right.
Her she just wanted panties him so were in a twist when he got out of the limo night one. He got the first impression rose. Yeah. She has wanted to be in the bone zone with him since he like rolled up on a forklift.
I don't understand it because I find him to be gross.
He's got a real creepy, swarmy.
He's grody.
He's real swarmy. Grody.
Yeah, like he's got that like oh, I'm going to say one thing and then go out the door and like do something
and
else.
And his family's miserable. It's like there's nothing miserable. Going for him. I know.
What is he going for?
I can't wait to see the two dads meet.
Oh.
That's a lot of alpha. No, but eventually if they're okay. Yeah. So here we are.
Oh, Tony is like Tony.
Did you know what day it is? It's our anniversary. Okay, so that's a Tony song. So here we go. Zach and Rachel. Zach pulls her aside at the rose ceremony, and he's like, "The fantasy suite fell off. I was not seeing the real Rachel. I was seeing Bachelorette Rachel. I was upset." So then they bring him out. And all these nice guys that were being logical had to go in and apologize for seemingly doing a personality 180 when they go into the fantasy suites behind closed doors.
Yeah, they can't win when they get because she's in charge and she's like, oh my God, I can't trust them. You're too young or whatever she pulls out of her ass. And it's like, then they have to sit there and apologize.
Oh my God. When he was like, I'm really sorry. You know what? Like, I'm just so sorry. And you know, deep in her heart, she knows. She's like, I'm sorry too. But you know, she knows in her heart that she was a stinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was really painful to watch. Ugh. Not going to lie.
But it did feel like it was almost like they all got PR trained to be like, just be polite, go in there, don't become the bad guy. Just apologize.
Don't get canceled.
Then you can stay in Bachelor Nation.
Yeah,
thought everyone on social media would come after them. But I looked and almost everything that I saw online, people were going after being like, why are these guys apologizing to Rachel? She should apologize to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Especially Avon. I was I'm sorry. Yeah. What?
He was being so logical. Also,
he's like, I want to continue.
She wasn't listening to him.
She was not.
She's like, they're so fixated on this fucking ring.
Okay, we'll get there.
I don't think you're here for the right reasons, Rachel.
Can I just say, she looked so depressed in the
her gray hair.
It was like she dyed her hair gray, which again, I've seen people she's like,
was her hair gray last night?
I think
ashy blonde.
Like, she's so beautiful. She's a gorgeous. She's a bombshell. I'm not coming. But I was like, this is not a person that's glowing and in love.
No, Gabby looked happy.
Rachel
looked miserable.
Actually, I don't know if Gabby looked happy. I was watching her. I was watching her. I was watching her get emotional, like it didn't work out. Like
there were times when Eric was on screen with her parents that she was like smiling.
Yes, and
so
then,
that's what I thought then, was a good sign.
This is getting ahead, but at the end, Jesse goes, and then next week we'll see. Did these women find their dream men or some shit like that? And Rachel's face
Rachel
just like
angry.
Dropped. Like she's like.
If I'm
and
guessing,
Gabby was smiling.
I think if I'm guessing, Rachel's.
Oh yeah,
yes, it did not work
did
out.
Not,
with Gina.
And Gabby, yeah. I'm really hoping because I want to wrap her up in duct tape and make her be okay.
I love her,
and I hate that she thinks a ring is gonna like.
I know.
Be okay.
I mean,
like
is it,
she's.
I. You know what? I love her. Do you think she's with Eric?
Gabby?
Yeah,
I do. So. I think Gabby. It seemed to me that Gabby and Eric's relationship. Could get over the hump of a non-engagement
even,
or something.
Even watching her with what's his name? Who?
Jason.
Even watching her freak out and then come back and go, okay. Like it seems like she can have a big feeling, which I get. Yeah. Look, you're the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Two of your guys have left.
Yeah.
You haven't got. You're not going to get one proposal. I'm sorry. That's just the game. I'm not. Like I can see your mom doesn't love you. Like even her family's like, yeah. That's like it's clearly it's an. Like the way her mom has presented has not been loving. Yeah. So whether she loves her or not, I don't know anything about it. But like, so you're a person that has not you don't have unconditional love.
Yeah.
And then, so you're the Bachelorette. Surely one of the three guys will at least go to Neil Lane and pick out a princess cut. And not one that, and reinforcing if you already have this narrative since birth that you're unlovable.
No, it was hard to
watch.
It was hard to watch.
So like, I get it. Like, I don't, yes, I understand the fixation on a ring, but that's the name of the game. And to be the one Bachelorette in history that didn't get one proposal.
Well, also I think, you know, it feels different this season because there's two and the time has been less for each of them. So I feel like that's why a lot of the guys aren't feeling ready is because they genuinely haven't had as much time as they normally would have.
Yeah.
But also, I bet you anything, the producers are just in their ears going, well, you need that ring. Like that ring symbolizes his love.
But I do think
it
is
like,
the name of the game if there's not one
but
proposal.
But I kind of wish it wasn't.
I know. I'm not saying that, look, I've never been on a hunt for a ring. Yeah. I've been on a hunt for an HPV vaccine.
Exactly.
But I've never been on a hunt for a ring.
Yeah.
And I can see in the moment you're tired.
Yes.
You're expecting a proposal from someone.
And you have producers in your ear.
And you're like, that's the show. Is you in the dress with the guy on the knee? Like that's the show.
That is the show. And so and we've seen this before, right? So the whole time, like when I was last night when I was watching, I was like, okay, like Eric's concerns, Avon's concerns, like, yeah, that's what they should be saying and should be feeling. But then we've all seen this before. It is the end game if you get down on the knee and you propose.
Yeah.
And so it's a tough spot for like,
I mean,
all of them.
Now, Eric's complicated because he's had a complicated. So we're just going to, I'm going to go with, I do like Eric and I believe I'm not fully, I'm just going to go with the, just for now, for the narrative of this podcast, I'm going to go with the person that Gabby has met and not the stuff that we, I'm not trying to separate, but like just for the sake of the narrative of the game of this, like treating it like a game, I feel like the two, Avon and Eric, seem like they have real lives. Eric's dad has died. Avon was dying and died during the process of this. Avon seems like a nice, real guy. So they actually are picking guys that are like,
logical.
That's a logical thing.
Yeah.
That's logical.
Yeah.
And I believe that they are there and they're like, I'm nuts about you. I've been on two dates with you. But like, they've actually cast logical guys who don't seem to be there for Instagram followers, which is shocking.
Yeah, no, I like them. And I feel like I have more confidence. I mean, who knows? But I feel like I have more confidence in Gabby and Eric figure it out, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, me too.
Then the Tino just seems so gross to me.
Gabby and Eric seem more mature and have to have better communication.
Yeah.
Like we already saw them have a fight and then like talk it out. Yeah. And get over,
Gabby is miles ahead in emotional maturity than Rachel is. Yeah. Like the way she deals with things versus how Rachel deals with things, it's like polar opposite.
Well, Gabby's had a much harder life.
Yeah, I know.
She's had to.
Rachel has like, you know, like, oh my God, don't yell at me, white girl vibes.
Yeah, I
like,
know. He wasn't even yelling.
He was impassioned because you guys know that were having he, a passionate
And you know that he knew he had to present, like he wasn't
yelling.
He's so sweet.
No, that you know what it reminded me of? I used to date this woman a long time ago. And when we get into an argument, again, no one was yelling. I was not yelling.
No.
But when you're you know, heated you're and you're passionate. Talking about you're passionate, of course your tone changes.
Yeah, it gets amped up.
And she would go, tone.
God.
And which would make me then irate. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? I was like, are we supposed to have an argument where I'm just being like, you know, when you said that,
I can't.
It really felt like it hurt my... And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, psychopaths talk like that. But like, he was just... His tone of voice was changing because he was pleading his case. He was not yelling.
Yeah. No.
She, to me, is like, I just want to be engaged. But Gabby, to me, is more like, I want to be loved.
Yes.
You're my new doctor.
So I'm like, I'm going to see if
my insurance will cover you.
Yeah. I'll give you any shot you want.
I want
out of your trunk.
I want
out of the trunk of my car.
I want Botox.
Okay.
I want HPV. Mm-hmm. Can't fool me. What else do I want?
You know, but the cool thing about my shots is they come out of like a t-shirt gun. So you just have to run and then I try to go. Pfft. It's like a fun game.
We can do it
in the backyard.
I can't wait. Yeah. So you just like you're basically
it's
just
like a sport.
You're like
it's
hosing
like
you're like hosing me with HPV and Botox.
I'm just trying to
That's so good. You know, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. It's time to get sexy.
Oh yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. And with over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with the eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. Okay. So the poor Zach is like, I did love you. I felt blindsided. I wish we could have gotten there. You know, blah, blah, blah.
You're too young. He's 25. She's 26. That made me laugh so hard.
She's like 25 and a half. They're literally
months apart.
He's we're literally the same age.
Are
you ready? And he's like,
She goes, 4 months? She goes, I just wanted to know if you were ready. But it's like, well, if you already know that we're like not going to be, he's basically like, I now know you already picked Tino.
Yeah.
So So why did you then have to, like, he
she
knew.
She didn't have to take him to the fantasy suite. They had no chemistry.
I stand by last week when I said she did not want that D coming out.
Yeah.
She did not want to deal with that D.
Then don't take him to the fantasy suite.
Cut him before. Be nice and just go, hey, dude, you're a great guy. It's not working out between us. There's just, it's not here.
Now, look, I've gotten in situations where I'm like, like a young Arden, like college age Arden, 20 something Arden, because she's 25.
That's true, she's young.
So, like, young Arden has been like, okay. You know, bubble letters, there's a skeleton key. I would invite them to the fantasy suite. Mm-hmm. We would be like at a TGA Friday. We would go, you know, I'd invite them to the fantasy. So, like, young Arden, I would eventually weasel out of things, but I would let myself get past where I wanted to because I didn't know how to not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Particularly if somebody was nice.
So you kind of pick a fight, right? So
and then
you
I'd have to, like, make friction so the big D doesn't come out. You're 3 weeks younger than me. You're 3 weeks younger. Yeah.
So her.
I know I told you I love you, but I don't.
You're not ready. You're 25. He's like, you're 25. So, no, you're 20. No, so you're 25.
It's just like.
And to picture it as like digging in the heels as she was with Avon. Like the level of. Of like hysteria as she was with Avon, I think she was with him about the age.
I would have just been just grabbing every bottle of alcohol in that fantasy suite and getting hammered.
Okay, yeah. So then we have Rachel is going to bring two guys. She's starting with Avon. Her mom actually ended up being very sweet. At first, I was like, when the mom was like, I can't wait to touch her. I can't wait to touch her. But then her mom ended up, I thought her mom was lovely.
Yeah.
Tony, I think, was on his best behavior.
Great shirt.
Matching with the mom.
And then when he goes, and then her two best friends, Katie had feelings about them.
Anna had feelings. I was like, these two are just
like good cop, bad cop.
Drips.
Get out of here.
I know.
Rachel, I felt like she made.
We have something to tell you.
I know.
I know.
But do that again. Do that again for our IR. Please speak to me. So
we have to report back to you. Avon, he said he was not ready to get engaged. And then Rachel's face, like, what?
The way she looked like she was about to kill someone.
She was so ready for her close-up.
I was like,
she was like Lisa Rinna in a fight on Beverly Hills.
She really did feel in that moment. I was like, is this Housewives? The amount of drama
very Lisa
Rinna.
You're right. And it was one friend that was like, I guess I'll wear like my like floral dress. Like, but are you ready? Well, so you're not ready. So you're saying you're not ready?
They were ready to do a little, like, I was on TV, you know? And I also felt like she grabbed them, like, from the parking lot.
I'm like, I don't buy that these three hang out.
No, I don't. I
well,
was
the
like,
guy
they're...
was at her hometown.
Yes, we've met him before.
Oh,
he's the other one that was like, just so you know, if I... Remember, he's the one that said that after Rachel's last breakup, he's like, she was a mess. I had to deal with her. It was terrible. She was unconsolable. And it's like, why are you telling her?
Where did she capture this guy? Like, at what point, like, was it like a choir in high school? Like, where did she capture this guy? And why is he still so devoted to her?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, he's like the town fun queen, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, grab him and just... Yeah, I mean, the thing is, he... was ready to judge.
What I wonder is, did they know that she was on the fence or something? You know, like, were they looking for a fault? Because
I think that's what it felt. Yes, that's what I thought. I was like, uh-oh.
She was like, look, give me an out. I need an out.
They're going to get a false confession out of this guy.
Yeah, like, go get an out.
I thought they were going to hate Tino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
And
it was literally...
Oh, my God.
And Tino. So... Avon was really supportive. So he was so lovely with her family.
He is so nice.
So
he brought Big Tony a cigar.
He was just dream version. I am so much weirder when I meet people's parents and I'm like, your son is going to give me HPV. I'm so much weirder. He was so smooth, so elegant. He was like, she's just very special to me. Like, I'm honored to meet you all. And Tony's like, look, I'm here to put you on the spot. It's my daughter. She's my pride and joy. Nobody's going to take her away from me without a fight. I'm like, that's weird.
What are you going to say that's going to remind you, you know, beat this next guy tomorrow? How are you going to? And I was like,
no one's taking my daughter away from me without a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe let go. Because she's going to end up marrying her best friend who's like a young gay
but,
man.
But like Tino and Tony
like,
are
your
not
your daughter's
that...
a real ding-dong, so yeah. She's not going to make a great decision. So here we go.
Tino and Tony are not that different.
You don't think so?
I thought...
Actually, Tony was sweet last night.
He was. I kind of thought he might have hated Tino. Like, I went into it being like, I feel like Tino's going to fuck this up somehow. He's just going to, like, be really cocky and, like, entitled. And then... I
mean, he liked him.
He liked him.
Alpha C Alpha. She was... Avon was like, I consider Rachel's feelings. This isn't a joke to me. You know, we have the same values. You know, and she's like, Avon's an incredible partner. And the mom is like, she's happy. She's happy. She's glowing. She's, and then Avon.
She seemed really genuinely like,
so
really
happy.
Liking him.
Me too.
And liking, that's why it was
but they
confusing.
Kept splitting the hairs. They're like, well, he said he's falling in love with me. He didn't say he was in love with me. He said it's the old, like, this has, like, come about in the last 5 years where there's, like, a real difference between falling in love and being in love. Bananas.
I know. The semantics of it.
I just, I don't know.
What is the difference?
Yeah. I mean, she seemed, I don't know, that I found that confusing. Because she, during that family date before, like, the two BFFs that she found in the parking lot, you know, burst her bubble.
Of Chico's.
She seemed really happy. Like
she seemed really happy.
Over the moon about Avon.
Yeah, I know. But she still wasn't going to pick him. It was always going to be Tino.
It was always
So then she's like, you know, so then this friend stirred the pot. She's like, well, she's like, she said to her friends, I have expressed that I am ready for an engagement. Well, they're like, well, that's a problem because he's not really wanting to be engaged. She's like, what? What? I'm sorry, what? I am shocked. I am not coming out of this not engaged.
Wild.
And sorry, like,
wild.
What? He didn't really say that,
I know, he didn't say that. He's like, saying that, I guess he did, to be fair to her, he did say last week, I can see myself ready in 2 weeks. He did say that on
did
camera.
He? Okay,
we saw
I couldn't
that.
Remember.
He did say it. Okay. He did say it. So
I couldn't remember.
I couldn't remember either because I was like trying to remember everything he said.
I think so. Email listeners, email us, rosepodcast@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure he said, I can get there in 2 weeks. I'm ready for an engagement.
Yeah.
So then
that sentence
she's like,
is wild. Anyway. I can get there in 2 weeks.
I can get 14, there.
Promise me, babe.
I can really try to love you more in 2 weeks.
I got 2 weeks.
14 business days to get my feelings in check. Okay. Two weekends. All right. I can do this.
I can love you in 2 weeks.
I can love you in 10 to 12 to 14 days. Okay. And we won't see each other.
You.
We won't be seeing each other. I'll get there alone. In 14 business days.
I'll just look at a photo of you.
We missed you so much. We missed you so much. I mean, we're very proud of you, but we missed you so much.
I don't
know. You got to get her album Deep Dive right now. Let's take a break. Go order Deep Dive.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. And with over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with the eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. Did you order Deep Dive or what? You better have ordered Deep Dive. I had to take a break so you could order Deep Dive. Oh, by the way, look, guys, listen. Katie Levine is the best in the biz.
Oh, yes.
Can we address this? Okay. We know that the commercial breaks are bananas.
So how our commercials work, I'm just going to explain it to people. It's called dynamically inserted commercials. So every person that listens, a lot of people hear different commercials. Some people might hear two during one break. Some might hear three. You might hear different commercials. I get one
for HPV vaccine.
And I have to mark where the commercials go.
Yeah.
I am marking where they go. And when I listen back on the server, it's there. But for some reason, when people are listening, the commercials are in different spots. And we don't know why.
And so it basically is, there. It doesn't, like, it'll come.
It'll come back.
It'll come back and we're, so we're aware.
I am trying to fix it. I don't know.
iHeart is aware. We're aware. It's not Kate.
We don't know why this is
really
happening.
We're really trying. We know there's a slide and it's. Yeah. Wild. We know our commercial.
Yeah, because people are texting
wild.
Me.
You're right. People are texting me. We have listeners commenting. You're not wrong. And you're better than this for a free podcast. We still want to give you the best quality free podcast.
So we're going to, I might leave like an extra long like gap
yeah.
to try to see if that fixes. So,
we don't
like,
know what to
gap,
do. We don't
that's
know.
Why. But
so
I mean,
you'll say like, we'll be right back. And there's
just cuts in between.
Yeah. So what's happening is when I'm listening to the server, like the song ends and it like, that's where the break is. And then Arden will go, and we're back. And a lot of times he goes, and we're back. And then the commercial is starting. So it's like, it's like jumping like a couple seconds. At
look,
one point, it jumped
we're
a
all
minute.
Hammered. We're hammered while we do this.
I don't know what's going on.
Dr. Banana. Any
it's the
thoughts?
Weirdest thing.
I don't know. Honestly, I can't even comment on it because iHeart owns the company that does it. So it's a conflict of interest for me to even say anything.
You know what?
As
a doctor and a dynamo.
I don't know what these crazy people are talking about. Sorry. I am a company woman, okay?
String cheese. If you want cheese and you want to eat it fast,
oh, no,
string
it's cut
cheese.
Cut to commercial again.
Cut to, oh no! Kellogg's cornflakes.
Do you think you might have HPV, but you're over the age of 25?
Yes.
And we're back.
How can I get help?
Go to CVS.
Tino.
Listen. Okay, here we are. And we're back.
Ooh, that was all
that
part
was
of
a
it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a crazy.
Tino's been spreading HPV for 17 years.
Listen, if you've got HPV, if you're recently divorced and you're over the age of 22 and your doctor is like, ew, no one will fuck you ever again.
Still get it.
Hey, and we're back.
And we're back. Okay, so small packages of nuts.
And we're back. Okay, everyone else.
500 ads.
And by the way, I always get cashews because they're less loud to crunch.
I love
cashews. By the way, they're the royalties nut in honor of the queen. But like they're less crunchy and loud for the listeners don't like to hear a nut, particularly not an almond.
Oh, an almond.
An almond. My mom said almonds so weird. She'd be like, you want an almond? So I got some almonds out for you. I put some almonds in the trail mix, in the gorp. Does anybody call trail mix gorp?
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah,
gorp. You got the gorp.
I've heard.
I'm gonna put some of my M&Ms in the gorp.
When I was a kid, I used to go to
GORP.
Yeah, I used to go to like backpacking camps and shit, and like there would always be like one counselor that would be like the gorp, and we'd be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
You got
about?
The bug juice in the gorp, and now we're going out.
All
okay,
right.
Here we are, and we're back. So So then she's talking to Avon. She's spinning out. She's like, but we talked at length. No, he's like, look, nothing has changed. I just want to make sure this is 100% right timing for both of us. Like, she's like, why is this happening? I see you at the end of this. No, you don't. No, you don't, Dr. BB.
No, you don't.
Liar. And so then she's like, my feelings. He's like, look, listen, lady, my feelings for you have not changed. I just want everyone to be confident. Like, this is a big deal, Rachel. I have no doubt. I just want to be upfront with you. I want to be engaged. I'm just trying to be honest with you. I would like to see you in Florida. I'd like you to come visit me. Like, she's like, you didn't tell me what page you're on. I am ready. She goes, why are you yelling at me? And she's like,
that's what she was like, why are you yelling at me?
And then she goes, and then he said, I'm not inconfident in us. Unconfident. Yeah, God bless him. But you know what?
He's trying.
He's trying to use the tone, the right tone.
Yes. And then meanwhile, the women. So then the women in the studio audience are rolling their eyes. And he's like, I don't want to see you upset. I don't want this to end on a bad note. She's like, okay, no, it's a good note. It's fine.
Literally was like, run, Avon.
I'm okay.
Run, you dodged a bullet.
I'm fine. Me too. My friend and I were watching. We're like, get out.
Let's just fast forward to his end because he's later. So then later on, they come back and it's poor Avon. And she's like, I see my life with Avon. Avon is it. But we are not on the same page. And he's like, look, I just need to tell you I messed up. I'm so sorry that I saw you cry. You know, I want to see where you live. I want to be fully in love. I haven't stopped thinking about how things were when we left and you were crying. She's like, and I just thought he would never lie. I was blindsided. I thought we were on the same page. He's like, look, I got caught up in things. She's like, what? What? Caught up? Oh, you know, I do not want to be engaged to someone who is not sure in me, not willing to sacrifice. I need to be someone who's sure about me. You're not sure. I can't move forward. It's over.
You had two Wednesdays.
I know.
To think about this.
By yourself.
And get your shit together by yourself to grow our relationship alone.
And then he was like, I failed. I have no idea where to go off. I saw my life with her. And then she's like, I see you fighting back tears. She's like, I always fight back tears, Jesse.
Can I ask you, ladies?
He's the worst. He's the worst.
Okay.
He's the worst.
You know where you know what I'm going to say.
Jesse.
I find him, first of all, he was a terrible backup quarterback for my New York Giants.
Thank you.
So I never have liked this man.
That's right.
Of all the people you could have host this show.
Yeah. Wells.
Why?
Me.
Why?
Wells or me?
Yes.
Me and Wells.
Wells and
or
Wells.
Me. Me and Wells. Wells, me. Me and Wells.
His head is enormous. And what comes out of it couldn't be more like Old Navy khaki cardboard, boring. He's just doing a shitty impersonation
of
Chris Harrison.
He's an untucked shirt.
Yes.
Untuck it.
Untuck it.
Untuck it.
Untuck it.
Untuck it.
He's an untuck it.
That's hilarious.
He's just gross.
He's an untuck it.
Is he? Yeah. Is this what we have now for a while?
Yeah.
I think they like him being almost like a blank canvas to be like, did your friends sabotage you? Like, it's just nonsense. You're like, what?
He's just.
Who wrote that question?
So huge. He's just huge and blabbering, and I can't stand him.
He's off. So then here comes Avon. Avon's in his pearl necklace, and he's like, I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry I failed you. I didn't understand what you needed. I'm like, Avon, no. Any final thoughts on Avon?
Avon's like, I need to get to Bachelor in Paradise, so I'm really sorry.
By the way, you know how many women, he's going to be like a Tyler Cameron.
Yeah.
Where he won't even need to go to Paradise because he'll be with like Gigi Hadid. He'll be with the Hadid. He'll be the next Tyler Cameron.
He's sweet. Everything.
He's sweet and he's so hot.
I got a little nervous because remember Brendan, before Brendan
became a
Yeah.
I loved him.
I did too. The Massachusetts
roofer. There's documentation on this podcast how much I loved him.
Yes, me too.
And then he rolls into BIP.
Trash.
It went so terrible. Mm-hmm. Then he was an actor. Then the acting reel came out. And the BIP madness. And I'm looking at
I forgot
at
about
Avon.
The acting reel.
Yes. Remember the acting reel.
Yep. We need to pull up the acting reel at our live show.
Yeah, okay.
We need our acting reel at our show.
Just here to remind you of the acting reel.
I forgot about the acting reel.
And then.
Thank you for that.
So when Avon was leaving, I was like, Oh God, I want him. Yeah, I want him to go
purity
route. Tyler route. And not like
don't
route.
Tyler. Thank you.
We should try and find Tino's acting role because it's got to be out there.
Oh
right?
yeah, for sure.
Oh wait, and one more example. What's the guy's name that it was? Oh God, it just happened maybe 3 seasons ago, and then he was he's like a really good looking black guy. He was like the second to last.
Mike?
No, in I'm forgetting literally everybody's names.
Brendan?
There was a conflict. She wound up marrying Zach, or the woman got engaged to Zach. It was her season. She just was the host last year.
Oh yeah, Tayshia. Oh, Tayshia.
Yes, Ivan.
Yes, I loved Ivan.
And then what happened to Ivan?
I know, that's right. He was like the engineer.
Yes, and then up in paradise.
That's right. He got horny.
He was like horny,
but he got drunk on the fame.
Yeah. Right. So I was like,
You're right. It was Ivan. Yeah. You guys, can you believe that we're gonna have an autumn harvest paradise that is like going into like gourd season and we're getting paradise? It's so weird.
It is so
like
weird.
Summer's
it's
not like, over.
It's like gourd. Why is this schedule so fucked?
I don't know.
It's because they just push back too far.
Why do they push Bachelorette so far back?
They're doing two of them, and I guess maybe. I think they needed that time to plan, but to then get chose the COVID not ghost to plan ship. At
Avon,
all.
Don't be Ivan.
Ava, not Ivan.
So sweet. I hope he just finds a girl in real life and settles
down.
Well,
I just want to talk about Ivan and Brendan.
I know.
Nice witch in Salem.
The love witch of Salem. Yeah, okay, so nice, then nice we witch. Have, so here we are. So that's the end of Ivan. Then we have Eric. Eric and Grandpa. Grandpa's so cute. Grandpa was cute again this episode.
He was.
Because he wasn't trying. They weren't putting him in sketches. He was just being Grandpa. And like, she's so darling. Her family's lovely. Her dad was sweet. Her aunt was sweet.
I was glad we got to meet her dad.
Yeah, he was so sweet.
Because we didn't get to meet him, right, last
time? Positive. Did you notice how positive they were?
They were so great.
Everything they said, they're like, well, Gabby, we trust you and we believe in you. And
I know.
If you feel it, then it's probably right. I was like, what is this family?
I know. I was picturing like being so sexy around my family in an outfit. I was like picturing being in like a bralette and a genie skirt. Like if I was like, first of all, she's such a babe. But I was trying to picture myself sitting in a bra and a genie skirt, like waiting for my like suitor. And it was hard for me to picture.
In front of your family.
Yeah, but everyone knows my family.
You're also being so encouraging as well.
Yeah, it's like
I was triggered by how encouraging they were.
Yeah, I was just sitting after Fantasy Suites and like a thigh-high slit, a bra. Like, and by the way, more power to her. I think she's in the right. She's so hot.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the wrong. Like, I take notes. So I'm like, yeah, own it. Go for that HPV show. Put your bra on in a genie skirt. Who cares?
Yeah.
She's right.
I would be in like four robes.
Oh my God.
If it was around my family.
Oh my God. My dad.
Literally under a bed sheet, four robes with a helmet on.
My dad, he was such trash. He would have like even looked at her and like said she was chubby. You know what I mean? Like he would just, no matter what, he would just be like, he would cut you down. And you're like, he would just like always, he was just garbage.
Mary and Dick Foley would have looked at me and been like, where did we go wrong that you're on a game show for dating?
Right. Oh, my family. Alaric? I mean, now Alaric's in. He goes, Alaric texted me because he watched last night and it said, he goes, so I watched last night. It seemed like all the guys are like, hey, I just kind of want to date.
That's exactly what it was.
That's it. He boiled it down.
Yeah. He dipped in.
So here we go. Grandpa's there. And Grandpa's like, oh yeah, Eric, he was fun. What a dick. He called him something that they bleeped. I think he said he was he was a douchebag. I liked him, but they bleeped
it.
Yeah,
he called him some name, but you know, Grandpa
she was
John's
so
just
cute.
Got Yuma in him.
She was so cute.
He's so funny.
So Grandpa loved him. He was so effusive. When Eric came in, he was so sweet and effusive about her with her family.
Yeah.
And you could see her being really touched. She's like, you know, at first it was fun. She sort of was ribbing me. Like, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to take a risk. I'm going to open up to her. Like, obviously I was attracted to her. She was like, kept me on my toes. But then, like, I think he really loves her.
Oh, I think so.
I think I think 100% he's in love with her and he wants everything to work out.
Me too.
And his concern is just like, oh, I think his concern makes me like him more trust him more. But I do think he's in love with her more than Avon was in love with Rachel.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think he's also like, my dad's going to die this week. Like, his dad died not that long
ago. Yeah, like a few weeks ago.
So, like, I think he's like, in his brain, like, I have a lot going on right now. But I'm in on you. Like, let's just, that would be more stressful than calming, you know?
I also think, like, you know, maybe you just get engaged and then you just, like, you can have a long engagement, you know, because I guess just the part of me wants Gabby to be happy.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think she's like going after the ring like Rachel is. Like, I think it's just a weird dynamic with her. But Gabby, it's like, you know, you can get over a bad dad. You can't get over a bad mom.
It's hard. It's harder.
It's so much harder to get over a bad mom. So I want it to work out for her.
Bad moms make entertaining daughters.
Yeah.
Bad dads. Bad dads make entertaining daughters.
Bad moms.
Bad moms are harder, I think.
Yeah, oh, God,
bad moms wreck your soul from the inside out.
Yeah.
Like, I have to rebuild.
But, like, her whole thing is, like, her mom didn't love her
enough.
That's hard. You know what I mean?
So she wants that commitment.
So I mean, that's hard. I get it. That's hard.
Yeah, that's so that's tough. Why I'm Grandpa, like, you know what, Grandpa, Eric? Even if you're on the fence,
I'm so glad the rest,
please propose.
I'm so glad the rest of your family is so great.
They're so great. The aunt was, and they're not like,
the aunt was great.
She was also like, when she was like, mom didn't love me, and nobody's gaslight. She's like, I know. Like, I'm sorry I saw that. I'm sorry that's what, like, and I feel like they're not trashing the mom. Like, when he's like, things with me and her mom, like, the dad didn't trash, like, nobody's trashing her. It just sounds like, it just sounds like she's maybe mentally, like, something, maybe she just has a mental illness or, like, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, she always says, like, she did the best she could, as in, like, I think the grace she gives her mom is very sweet.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's like she doesn't have to.
No.
So the grandpa says he'd be tickled pink if it was Eric. And he goes, remember, grandma would be so, he got choked up talking about grandma. He goes, it's 90-90, not 50-50. So cute.
So sweet. So, I couldn't hear the second number, in all fairness.
Yeah.
And I was like, what was the other number? So you said 90-90, that makes, because I was like,
90, not
I hope
50,
he's not
50.
Like, it's like 90-10 or, you know,
90,
what I mean?
90-10,
like,
not 50-50. You do 90, he does moment. 10. It was 90-90, you both do 90 and not 50-50.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
So then he's like, look.
Better math.
When I met her, I was intimidated by her. And he said to the dad, I fell for your daughter. I'm obsessed with her. When I know who I want, I'm going to go do it. And I'm like, I just, like, I want to take care of her heart. And they're like, well, look, she needs someone to validate that she's worthy. And she's like, look, it's too good to be true with Eric. He loves me in a way I haven't had. When something this good, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it. I didn't feel love from mom, the aunts. Like, I know, you know, she's like, and she's worried that her mom not loving her is going to send a message to Eric that she's unlovable.
Oh, that was so sad.
That was so
sad.
Yeah.
So sad. And then the aunt was so sweet. She was like, well, you need to tell him this. Don't hide this from him. Share this with him. Let him know this about you.
But, like, that's also really hard to share on, like, the eve of an engagement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I appreciated that aunt's advice.
Yeah.
I'm not making light of the situation, but I was like, ooh, maybe, like, the timing on that.
Wait.
Do a slow rollout.
Yeah. I agree with you. The trauma bond. Wait a little.
Before you open up the closet and then you start getting, you know, baggage deliveries on the front lawn.
Right, that's right. I agree with you.
Hide the baggage until you get the ring. Am I right, ladies?
Am I right?
God, marriage is so important.
So then let's go ahead. Well, we'll do him later. So then we're up to Tino. Tino is
a loser.
So now Rachel's not in the best mood. She's cranky. She's pissed from burning down the house with Avon.
That's what I do. Can we just 2 seconds?
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. If she's picked Tino the whole time.
Yeah, then like she's.
Then you go into your family with Tino like, well, Avon, whatever. I'm all about Tino. But she wasn't. She was like, really?
I think it's more the rejection. Like she. It's so weird.
So it's like ego?
Yeah, I think her ego is more hurt than anything else.
She's a crush collector. She wanted to collect all the crushes.
Okay, that makes sense.
But at the same time, like, you got him. You now don't have to break up with him, so maybe it worked out for you in the end.
Yeah, it was just weird. She seemed like, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. That's what made me think that she liked Avon more.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So then Tino shows up. He's like, well, I rode in on a forklift. Yeah, I'm in love with her. That's what he said.
He was so weird. I'm sorry. Maybe it was editing, but and honestly, like, full disclosure, I didn't watch every episode of the whole season, but so I've missed some Tino moments. Tino moments that I've seen the last, like, 3 weeks, and I watched the first couple episodes, he was so weird. And, like, when the mom was like, oh, like, what do you, or dad, or whatever, like, what do you have in common or whatever? And he couldn't even come up with it. Like, he was just like, there's, we go outside, then there's the inside, and then we walk.
She doesn't have to surf with me if she doesn't want to.
It was so odd. I was like, dude, like, it's all about him. Like, I think it's like, he's looking for, like, yeah, he's looking to win. He just is... The dynamic between them, I don't know. I mean, it's like almost like she's forcing this to happen and he wants to win a prize.
The lack of hesitation is strange. Like the way she's like, are you sure your mom or your parents will come around?
He's like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Well, if I like her, then they don't have a choice. It's like, oh.
It's also like, that also means that's how he's going to deal with you in conflict.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, well, that's what I want. So you don't have a choice. Like, I want it. So we're doing it. I'm the head of household.
Yeah.
HOH.
I know people like that. And it's just, it's infuriating to watch.
Because
it's like, there's no, they don't reason, they don't compromise, and they just go, this is the way it is. And I know people that are married to people like that.
Oh.
And I hate it. I hate it so much. And then
it's like, hard when people get married. Like, when everybody's single, it's one thing if somebody has like a stinker boyfriend. But when people really start pairing off, if you don't like your close friend's spouse, it's like,
I know people have gotten divorced because their spouses were like that.
And it's but like, it's also like goodbye to your close friendship.
Yeah. Because
you're like, because oftentimes I've had friends I've lost, like, because the guys would be like, I think I was like too threatening, like, she's so independent. Like, she's like, so like, gross. She's got a job and travels a lot for work. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, this is wild. You know, like, so.
Well, the good thing is I don't want to be friends with Rachel or Tino. So, like, I'm totally fine.
You know what?
You
know
they
what
deserve I mean? Each other.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't, like, they called me the other night and I was like, no.
Straight
to
voicemail. Please, please.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm sorry.
Please.
She, like, I could probably have a cocktail with her, but Tino, I want to kick in the balls.
Oh.
Did you, when she was, like, talking to the dad, and she was like, and he can go surfing, and I want to go live in that little beach town with him, and I was like, oh, boy. You're, like, romanticizing this life in L.A.
Surfing, like, Mar Vista, or wherever they are.
Playa del Rey.
And he's also, like, honey, remember, you want to go to Europe? Like, how is he going to do
have
that?
Dreams,
I just got to get a building there. If you give me 6 to 8 years, also, I'll get a building and then I'll build it. I was like, what are you talking about?
It was interesting because I feel like I missed part of the conversation, but her dad was like, does he build condos or does he build big buildings? And she goes, yeah.
Big.
And that's like, What is he
doing? You don't even know what he does.
The dad is actually practical.
Yeah.
Tony was great.
Shout out Tony and his picture.
Tony was a good dad.
We love Tony. So then he's like, yeah, I'm in love with her. Look, do you have a lot to do? Like, you know, we can learn things together.
Like how to read and write and...
But he gave him the stamp of approval.
Well, probably because he was like, I love her. I'll take care of her. I want to marry her. Like, what are you going to say?
Yeah.
You know, so.
But I was really shocked that they liked him as much as they did, that they didn't find any fault in him, because I did think a lot of his answers were really
bad,
shallow and bad. Like, what do you have in common? Oh, we have a lot in common. Well, like what?
He had awkward pauses and he was just so weird.
Acted entitled. Like he's a very entitled person to me. Overall, like the way he acted is like, I deserve this. I'm saying anything right.
Awful.
And I deserve this. And that came off.
They
just seemed to not see it or didn't care. Or she had said off air, this is the guy. Just be fucking nice to him.
Yeah.
He's the only one left.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
It's his bananas. Are we going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And look, guys, if it's gonna come in at the wrong spot, and we're sorry.
No. I'm gonna pray that it doesn't. Like I said, I'm gonna put an extra pause. I'm gonna try a different browser.
Yeah, browser. We're trying. We hear you. We are aware. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. And with over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with the eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. And we're back.
How did that work out, listeners?
Back? Are we back? And we're back. I'll just keep saying it. And we're back. Listen. Hey, listen. So I know it's a little all over the place today because there's two bachelorettes and it's a lot happening. What we didn't say, so we're back. We're now back in the studio. I loved when we're now rebooting. We're going back to Avon for a second. I love when Jesse Palmer was like, do you feel your friend sabotaged you?
That was hilarious.
That was really funny.
Sabotage!
That came out of nowhere.
Do you feel like your friend sabotaged you?
Yeah.
Because we all do. All of us do. Because they sabotaged you.
Because Twitter is a lit with rumors that you were sabotaged. Oh, like also, nobody cares.
The fake signs that are like, ooh, oh Jesse God. Palmer. Like nobody made that
Jesse
sign.
Made Jesse made that sign.
Yes. I texted my mom and I was like, producers made those Jesse signs.
Fans. Nobody made those signs. No, it's like the handwriting is the same as the meet me on the bridge is the same as the skeleton key. It's like it's all the same.
It's Janet. It's Janice. In HR,
it's
you know,
she's HR.
She's
got
going,
bubble handwriting.
Yeah, it's like
that's
just
what
do
she
it.
Does.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Eric, we're back with Eric. Eric makes her feel safe and seen. She's like, I don't want to put pressure on me or you. He's like, look, in the beginning it was physical and it was fun and I took a risk and I opened up for the girl and I truly love you. I do want to spend the rest of my life with you. I don't want expectations or a rush. And she's like,
She did feel like she'd had a little to drink, so there was like a slow reaction to it. She was like,
she just kind of like dove into his shoulder and she's like,
I'm going to nuzzle into your armpit.
When I come back up for air, you better have changed that answer. When I just put my head back up, you better be like, so I'm going to be proposing.
She was like, she didn't like that.
No.
And she's like, she's like, I do want a proposal from him. I just want to know the truth. Like, if it's engagement, I just wish I knew 100%. She's like, look, I'm not the one proposing. And I thought, yeah, this sucks. If why you are these ladies, why can't they
why
propose?
Why can't they propose?
They should propose. Women propose now in real life.
Yeah, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's Becca, like, if you want to propose, then you should propose. Oh, Becca, you wait for that
Becca
guy.
Becca proposed to Thomas. Yeah, Becca proposed to Thomas.
You know what? Fuck that. The women should propose. They are the lead.
If it's their show, they should propose.
So change then, the show. It's 2022, people.
So then she's like, I have to see. Like, what does that mean? Well, I have to see. What? I don't know. He's like, look, I want to date you in the real world. Like, getting engaged right now is just like, it just feels this is not how it goes. I can't talk about it. I want to continue to date you, but like, no, I'm not ready to propose.
I'm sorry. I don't want to. I mean, I love her, right? I have, but just for the sake of this podcast, to me, I couldn't stop laughing when you see this woman, capable, hot, like lot going for her, just basically like bouncing off the walls, going down a hallway, like, he wants to date. He wants to date. You heard him. Everybody heard him. He wants to date me. And I'm like, that's what everyone wants. Like, people just want to date. There's people alone forever. Yeah. They just want to date. And she's furious.
It's also the first time we've seen the boom operator in a kitchen.
Yeah.
That was so exciting. I was like,
just chasing her.
And I was just trying to picture. I was like, oh, no wonder Jason panicked. Like, imagine trying to act casual.
Yeah.
Like, if we were in here and there was like four dudes.
Yeah.
Like, it's already, we're getting used to the cameras. By the way, I feel okay with the cameras.
Yeah, I'm not.
He wants to date.
He wants to date. Like, but like, imagine having like four people, like getting used to like,
yeah,
getting intimate, like in front of like a full crew.
Yeah.
And she also like turns to them and goes, he wants to just date me. And he's like,
he's right there. Oh, then he comes running out and he's like, oh shit.
She's sobbing. She's like, I don't want anyone to be forced.
Oh,
he said he wants to date me. I want to be with Eric forever. I want him to propose. This is a big fat dumpster fire.
Yeah. She's pretty funny. I'm sorry.
At this point, I do wonder with her, is it the producers, like, getting in her head? You need that ring. You need that commitment.
We've seen, like, Mama, I'm unlovable. This is the guy. I'm down to one.
Just insecurities.
I thought it was Jason. I'm down to one. No one will propose to me because I am unlovable.
I knew it.
It's like a core historical thing. Look, in certain circles, there's a phrase. If it's hysterical, it's historical. And if when you are extra, read all about it, about something, it may not be, if it's not quite the level of what's happening, maybe something happened back in the day. So like, and sounds like she comes by it honestly.
Yeah.
You know, like how could she handle it gracefully? She's a little bit wine buzzed. She's thinking
I know. I just was like, that moment was so, you know. I wanted to all end well.
I know.
But there's something very funny to me where she literally was not walking straight. She was literally like an alligator was chasing her. She's going in Z formation, bouncing off the wall, hammer time, screaming, he just wants to dance.
I know.
And I couldn't stop.
Like a hippity hop. Like, remember, did you have a hippity hop as a child?
I don't know.
They're like the balls that you have like a handle and you bounce on them.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a hippity hop. I had a hippity hop.
It was just like, oh, God.
All right, so before we get to our emails, et cetera, and our tweet of the week. By the way, people were on fire last night.
Nice.
People were on fire. What do you think is going to happen?
Well,
why was it 2 hours and 15 minutes?
I know.
There was no reason. Also, like, this could have just been one episode.
100%. Like, we didn't need
there
to see
nothing.
Them live watching it.
Such a useless episode.
Oh, my God. You didn't have to write it all out for 2 hours and 15 minutes.
You guys, they got special permission.
I can't.
From ABC.
Also,
to cut into Family Feud?
Yeah, so we didn't see the first half of Family Feud.
No! Steve Harvey probably got an extra check for that. His teeth are going to get bigger. What is going to happen?
it. Can I see he just wants to date on the board, please?
No, it was just, first of all, Jesse's like, this is what I was like, the show at its core is enough. Now it's irritating to me. Last week when Jesse was like, he comes on, he's like, we have to end it now because this is the most dramatic. And I'm like,
what
we don't need that.
Why
like,
it's is just, it dramatic? It's, no, you know what was the most dramatic? Ari. Ari was the most, or Colton jumping the fence.
Yeah.
These were not, this was just these like were not nearly
one didn't want
or,
to, like,
or Rachel crying and then waiting on top of the Windy Hill in Spain. Those are all way more dramatic.
I just was like, you know what? Just, they're almost ruining these moments. Just or let it play out. Do Peter, the same format.
Peter Pilot, bring her home.
Oh my God, bring her home.
Bring her home. She is an angel on earth. Bring her home.
That actually still to this day, funniest reaction from Peter, where he's like, Mom, stop.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
and then
this is my close-up, Peter. Do not ruin this for me.
That guy's dad with the mung beans in the living room.
Oh, yeah, Dean's dad. Dean's this is my favorite wife. This is my best wife.
I mean, I had great wives.
Dean's mom was great, but this new one is my best wife.
I miss you, Rob Benedict.
This is my... Oh, I miss Rob Benedict. Okay, here we go.
Did you see the coming ups, Arden? Like for next week?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm like. Does
Tino's
it not work?
Notebook.
Wait, I didn't see. I guess I did. I guess I didn't see them.
Yeah, he's
I
holding a journal. And he's like, they get, journal.
I didn't
Rachel
see
get
it.
Into a crazy fight over something, and it's she's oh yelling God. At him, being like, "Why did you say that to me?" And like,
I
it's
didn't
like,
see it.
It yeah. seems like something pops off between Rachel and Tino, and what? Then Tino's holding a huge notebook yeah. and being like, "What? Because of this?" And I was like, "What is in the notebook?"
I need. How did I not watch that? I was up till 3 a.m. Right, I was.
You were transcribing.
I was transcribing. I thought I'd made it.
The amount of work, Arden,
like,
you
I
put
mean,
into it.
Exactly
I mean, this is my life's work.
How it's just like a diagram of how he would chop her up. He's like, what? This is nothing.
I can't.
These are just your legs separated from your torso.
And
come
I'm
on,
so
Rachel.
Glad you noticed that because my friend and I were like, dude, why is he holding a journal?
I know.
And he says, like, what? Because of this? Like, what is it? Your gameplay? Like, what is happening? And how
it just says the play by play of how I want to just use this for Instagram followers and I don't love you. What's the big deal, Rachel?
What else is in the coming attractions?
They're just in a fight.
They're in a huge fight.
What about Gabby and Earache?
We don't see them.
We see them. We saw them like very briefly, but mainly it's Tino and Rachel, her calling him a liar a bunch.
And then it cuts to them like at their like little thrones to get proposed or unproposed to. I don't know.
Well, it's so funny because it starts with like, we could be engaged to our dream guys.
I saw that. I saw that.
And then it's like, but it's playing like ominous music.
Yeah.
And then it's them just like her like yelling at Tino.
And Tino's
then
a rain all cloud.
Oh, his hair
was
is
so
nuts.
Crazy.
Wait, like, I missed that.
It was really nutty. Yeah. I was like, he has literally like nuclear codes in there or like a picture of how he would dismember her body.
I'm voting for the dismember. I'm voting for the dismember.
Like, what's going on for her to be like, how could
after you? I saw that, because I was like, oh, these two are going to get engaged. But then after I saw that, I was like, wait, is she like was so unhappy looking during this week's episode? Because like, it doesn't happen.
I said,
she looked miserable.
She looked miserable. And when Jesse goes, we'll find out next week if these women are engaged, the way her face fell.
Yeah.
Like her face, she was just like, it was like such a change. She looked so angry that I was like, they are not.
But also, he's like pretty much undeterred. Like, I feel like somehow they'll, I don't know. But after that fight, I was like, maybe they're not. And I'm hoping Gabby, Earache.
I think that Rachel's single. I think that Rachel's single.
Good. I mean, Tino sucks, Rachel.
Yeah.
Like,
you should have been with Avon. You guys, we made it to 2,000 reviews.
Nice.
Is it all about how the commercials are wrong? Because I saw one.
Thank you. By the way, but they still gave us a 5-star.
Okay.
She still gave us a 5-star. She said, get your commercials in order. I love the pod.
Tried.
But you know what? She was right. But she didn't deduct any.
Thank you.
That's a real fan.
That's a fan.
That's a real fan.
Take the good with the bad.
We made it. We've been trying to get to 2,000. Thank you.
Thank you.
We did it. USA. We're champions.
USA.
We're all champions.
I just want a date.
Now, it's going to say something. It's cutting off the actual title. Here's one. 5-star stay-at-home dad something something. It's from Jimmy Pops. When I first started watching the Bachelor franchise with my girlfriend, now wife, He didn't just want a date.
Oh.
During the JoJo Bachelorette season, I never would have thought that 6 years later, I would not only be watching, but also telling my friend about my podcast, Arden, Banana, Katie, and Guest, think about the current Bachelor, Bachelorette, but this is what my life has become.
Nice.
This pod is just the right balance of talking about the show, joking around, and life anecdotes. I found out about the show through Arden's appearance on Doughboys and have been regularly listening since. Looking forward to the yearly climax, the Bachelorette franchise, when all the people we can't really remember come back to make a mess of themselves in paradise.
Yeah.
Come on. How sweet. We just love this. Here's another 5-starer. We love it. This podcast rules from S.M. Smarajara. I'm not saying that right. Listening to Arden and the team each week is a dang dream. Truly, I stopped watching the show after the first 3 episodes, but kept listening to the pod, and this has been my fave season yet. Thanks all. Always becoming a champion. Come on, we appreciate that. I mean, look, we're all doing our best. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and we're all trying.
It's a different definition of best for all of
us.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I got a pretty low bar for best. It's exhausting.
Also, Gabby's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, which is super exciting.
My mom told me.
Tell me.
Sorry. I lowered my mic. Apparently, my mom told me it's only on Disney Plus now.
Yes.
Like, really? I thought that show was like huge amount of viewers.
I did too. I was like,
maybe
what?
They're trying to up Disney Plus's.
I don't know.
Because Disney Plus just went down from like $4.99 to $1.99.
Oh.
Peacock is like,
oh, for Disney
I'll give
Day.
You 5 years, we'll yeah. pay you to watch. So maybe the streamers are.
There's too many.
There's too many.
I'm spending $1 million a year on streaming.
Me too. I still have a fucking cable. I got to get rid of it. Okay, because when do you watch Hulu? I don't understand.
Keep the streamers for TV writers.
I still have cable because of sports.
How do you watch Why this Hulu at night? Live? I don't know how to watch it at night.
You
if
have to
I,
get like Hulu Live or YouTube Live.
Yeah, I think YouTube Live is your best option. But I just use fucking Spectrum, man. And they're ruining my life.
So you have cable too. I have cable too. So I have to keep
Hulu
cable.
Hulu Live's got great sports.
I got to keep cable.
Hulu Live, you can't watch Hulu Live. You can't watch Clippers. And then the Clippers finally did something where they're like, oh, here's like, you know, where you can watch. It's like NBA.
You can watch Clippers on YouTube live?
No, you can't. It doesn't have Bally West.
Okay, here we go. I got a plane to catch. Here we go.
To watch Dodgers.
All right, you guys, there's like so many funny tweets. And remember, if you win. Now, we need to give Julie at Sleep Crown a title. We have Dracula. We have, how about Dream Portal Heiress.
Well, she has a crown, so yeah, she's clearly a queen.
She's clearly queen.
She's royalty.
Sleep queen, the royalty of snoozing.
Sleep queen.
The snooze queen.
No, because that makes it sound boring.
No, no.
The heiress of dreams.
Empress of dreams.
Empress of dreams.
Okay. The Empress of Dreams, Julie, will send you. Do you know about sleep crowns?
No.
Okay. Are you like a? Did you have like a binky growing up?
No.
I had my
softball glove.
Like a bank. Okay, great. So picture how you feel about
a tough
picture.
I slept with my softball glove.
So picture how did you?
Did you remember that I dated men briefly?
Okay,
anyway, go ahead.
Did you sleep with your softball glove?
Oh yeah, for 3 years.
Okay, so picture how you feel about your softball glove, and then picture draping them across your eyes like a sleep mask, or like a weighted blanket, and having it be a soft angel pillow that goes around. It's like your
is
softball glove.
Is this one of your
glove.
Things to make you sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like because she knows I can't sleep, so it's just it's just a fan. She just started. Okay. So they're like made of bamboo, and it's like a dream portal.
Oh.
I like the travel one. I like the travel size one.
And you is it like a you put it around your eyes?
Yeah, and it still goes around to your ear, so they also have a full sizer. They also have a body pillow, and it's like a dream portal.
Okay.
And you feel like everything's gonna be okay.
Okay, I'm gonna
even
I'm
when
gonna,
your doctor won't give you an HPV shot,
okay.
And you're a sexually
right,
active 25 year old.
Okay,
here we go. That's right, I'm a sexually active 25 year old, and I will wear a genie skirt to my hometown.
I'll wear a bra over my.
I'm trying to like be sex positive, unlike my New England roots. So this is me like trying to be not me. I'm pretending I'm not me.
Just you do you.
Thank you.
You know, if you want to wear a garbage bag, wear a garbage bag.
I do. I wear a garbage bag.
Yeah, I know. They're comfortable.
I love the dump, but they're too hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, here we go. There's like so many to pick from. I'm going to try to narrow it down as I go. Okay. Get ready. There were so many good ones. Here's one from Robin Kern at Robin Kern. It's never a good sign when a bachelorette shows up at the finale dressed as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah, for real. That one I was like, oh, something bad
happens. Someone's in mourning.
This is from our boy. He's back, Seth Seth Lawrence at Basebone One. Seth Vaughn.
Oh my God, Seth.
He's back.
Best.
Just imagine Neil Lane's roller coaster of a journey this season. One moment you're licking your veneers at the prospect of selling two rings. The next you're hoping for double or nothing in paradise.
Oh my God, that is such a literal perfect visualization. My God.
Licking your veneers.
Yeah, I know. It's like
Seth then, like, never disappoints.
Here's another Seth Vaughn at Basebone One. Here's it starts. Here's the photo. See the photo.
Okay. Of the parents. Yeah. Of Rachel's parents.
Whoever cast Michael Chiklis and Susan Sarandon as concerned parent number one and two really outdid themselves. Such amazing that chemistry. Is,
yeah, oh my God. Nailed it. That's so good. Susan Sarandon as the mom.
So
I was
good.
Like, that's right.
Here's another good one. Britt Paulson at Beerit even talks like he's a mannequin very recently brought to life. This is from Sarah Pitts at SB Pitts. Now would be a really great time for Bennett to show up with a book on emotional intelligence for Rachel.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's so good.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, there's so many more though. This is from Matterall at Matterall 4. I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that Rachel will one day be thrice divorced. But go off, queen. Get your bag.
She does have like a I'm going to be a multi-divorce sort of type. Yeah. Which is not bad.
No,
but
look,
it just is what it is sometimes. Yeah.
This is from Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jash Hall. People will literally go be on The Bachelorette instead of going to therapy. Huh.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
Okay, this is from Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jash Hall. Can't imagine being this desperate for an engagement. I've been ghosted by people I've dated longer than Avon and Rachel have been together.
For real.
All right, so this is a photo. This is a photo of Tino. Okay, just look at Tino. Tino looks like the elf of a Hallmark Christmas movie who tries to buy your snow globe factory to build condos. That was from Kelly at Kelly Klinger. They're so good.
They're
like,
so
I don't know how
good.
They,
so good
this is from Kendra at Kendra Conda. Didn't have pearl necklaces on men becoming a trend on my bachelorette bingo board. This is from Lauren Jean Johnson at Words by L.I.J. The mental gymnastics Rachel is going to convince herself that Avon wants to break up with her after she told her parents he is the one just so she could be free to pick Tino. Yeah. Here's another one. Rebecca Feeney at Feeney. I think Rachel got into the Virgin Cruise uniform closet for this meet the parents.
Okay, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah. So, here's another one. What you Sean is what you get at WY Sean IWYG. Is Rachel's dress made of red flags?
Oh, so good.
This episode deserved a roast.
Oh, my God. I mean, there's just so
many. I love
the many.
Michael Chiklis. I mean,
there's so many.
I like the Bennett coming back.
Like, here's another one. At Chez at Thorium Dragon, the whole end of this season has a, quote, the Bachelorette has decided to cancel the cocktail party vibe. okay, so here's another one. Sarah Pitts at SB Pitts. Both of these girls want a ring with the same ferocity as Smeagol. All right, what are our top two?
I like the Michael Chiklis.
I like that. I like the lick the veneers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, lick the veneers.
I also
Chiklis.
Like the first one you did.
I also like, yeah. I like build condos.
Yeah, that one was good.
I also like... Mannequin Brought to Life.
Yeah.
I also like Emotional Intelligence book. Mm. All right, top two, Aaron.
Oh, I can't even. I like the Michael Chiklis, Susan Sarandon.
Michael Chiklis. Do we like Michael Chiklis or Mannequin or Michael Chiklis? Let's do Michael Chiklis or Mannequin.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Seth Lawrence at Best Bone One, Seth Vaught. Whoever cast Michael Chiklis and Susan Sarandon as concerned parent number one and two really outdid themselves. Such amazing chemistry. Or Britt Paulson at Beerit even talks like he's a mannequin very recently brought to life. Mannequin or Michael Chiklis? Aaron Foley.
I'm going to have to go with Michael Chiklis, Susan Sarandon.
Okay, Dr. BB.
I got to go Michael Chiklis, Susan Michael. Sarandon.
Okay, Seth, bye. You've earned yourself a sleep crown from our Empress of Dreams.
Empress of Dreams.
Email us your mailing address, Seth, and we'll get that to you at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Aaron Foley.
The king is back.
I can't believe how long it's been and how much. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. I was thrilled to get out of bed and see your lovely faces.
I've really missed you all.
Having a day job, as much as I enjoy it, is really the pits.
Yeah.
I can't believe people work 5 days a week to all hours.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Not
and
just
inappropriate.
Talking about The Bachelor.
Oh, my God.
Will you join us for some Paradise Shenanigrams?
The good thing is, right now, as I like to say, I am in between jobs.
Yes, me too. Actually, no, that's not true. I'm
self-employed.
I have a job right now. I'm going to New York to do it.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
So anyway, I am available for more shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigrams. Okay, what would you like to promote? Deep dive. Get your album.
Yeah, sure. Also, well, that 70 shows will be on in a couple months, so that's a couple months away. I'm just going to start doing stand-up again, and I haven't done stand-up in a while, so
I did it the other
I'll post
night.
Shows on Aaron
I did
K.
it at Dynasty. It was really fun. Nice. Maybe I'll do some shows in New York.
Yeah.
Dr. BB's, what do you got, girl?
I'm at Anna Hosanna on Twitter, at Selling Hosanna on Instagram.
And then we're almost done with Southern Charm.
Yeah, we're almost done with Southern
and then
Charm.
And then we'll be doing Winter House.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait for Winter House.
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and I think Anna and I are going to go to at least one day of BravoCon in New York. So we're hoping to go and go like hunt down Paige, hunt down the celebs. And then that's why we're waiting to see what day we're going to go. And that's when we might try to see if there's a venue that will let us do a live pod.
Yeah.
KT Money, what would you like to promote?
I'm KT _Money on Twitter and Instagram. And please go adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. LA super full still. They really are, like I say it every week, but they're still very full. They desperately need fosters. If you go to Foster for Life LA on Instagram, you can see a bunch of dogs that you can adopt foster, and they can pair you with a good one for your lifestyle.
That's so cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. We've got our
grab a cat too. You know, you see a feral cat under your car.
Too. You got to grab a cat.
Honestly,
grab a dog.
Like if you wanted to be a kitten foster, the shelters always need kitten fosters.
Or grab a cat and just spay it, neuter it, whatever the thing is.
I love my girls. We have our.
If you see a lesbian walking down the street, give her a high five.
And a cat.
You got from underneath the car, hand it right to the lesbian. And give her a high five. Yeah.
We have our Patreon. We have our champion merch. It's always on sale. If you go on rosepodcast.vodka, you can get the link. I'm wearing one right now. Hey, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Arden Marine Official on TikTok.
Yeah, that's it on TikTok. Yeah.
Yes.
And then, or at Arden Marine on Instagram, MYRN. You guys, we really appreciate you. Aaron, will you join us?
The VIP,
Will you join us on Zoom for the first VIP?
Sure.
Great, because I'll be in New York.
Okay, great.
Okay, great. Well, okay. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late.
for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.